Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast, presents episode 679, Community Creations, recorded live on April 25th, 2019. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I am your host, Duststorm.
And I am your co-host, Godzilla T.
And we are back after a crazy episode last week talking about the Kilo 5 trilogy, which, as of this recording, is still not done yet. Because...
Somebody's having an editing nightmare.
Yes. As it turns out, Neil recorded the whole freaking podcast.
Oh, all the audio channels, huh?
Yeah.
Nice.
I think he had the wrong microphone selected because I could hear everyone in the background and hear him at the same volume. So.
Nice.
Stuck with one of those again. And since
good luck with that.
Thanks. Since he was the chatterbox, he was pretty much the chatterbox of that stream. It's a pain. It's a royal pain. But it should be out by Saturday. And then this podcast. Yeah. And then this podcast shouldn't be too long. So probably the following Monday or Tuesday for this one.
Yeah, we got a pretty light news week.
Which is nice. It's nice to have a light week after a heavy podcast like we did last time.
Uh-huh.
But we will have a couple of interesting podcasts coming up. Like I mentioned last week, I am working on Bad Blood. And the current target completion for that is probably mid-May. So probably around the end of May, we'll have our next book club podcast. And we're also looking to get some of the Halo composer music type books on. So people like Marky, who we've had on the show, Jafet Meza, we'd like to get on. And then I forget who does the SPV3 soundtrack, but whatever that person's name is, looking to get them on and have a audio composer like discussion on the podcast. So that's one of the upcoming things that we're looking forward to do. And if we have any other suggestions out there, please send them to us. We would appreciate it.
And, you know, just to be clear, you know, this is all news to me. So, you know, Dust likes to keep me in the loop.
I think we've toyed around with the idea of having the music guests on. Marky just reached out to me 2 weeks ago and was like, hey, we actually want to get this going. I'm like, okay, we'll try to schedule something.
Yeah. Don't get me wrong. It ought to be an interesting podcast.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I was in high school. I was pretty well involved in music. You know, that's what I did for my credit.
Your extracurricular credit thing. Very nice.
Yeah.
But I was involved with church bells and choir, and I did a little piano and all that stuff in the high school, junior high days.
But music's always been a part of my life, so that's going to be a lot of fun.
Good. It'd be cool if we could get someone like Marty on, but he's...
Oh, I would love that.
I could shoot him an email and see if he would respond to it, but...
I don't think we have enough money to bribe him, though.
Hey, at least he knows who I am, so there's that.
That's a plus.
Like, if I walked up to him, he actually knows me.
Yeah.
My name.
That's good. I hope to get to that point one day.
We got to get you out to PAX at some point. Well, one of these days.
The target's next year, so... Well, some things have changed in my life, and it may be more possible now, so...
Yay! Next year will probably be a good year to do that, given what we know about Infinite.
With the way things are scheduled out, it looks like it.
That'll be exciting.
I'm really looking forward to it. I've got some of my friends that haven't played Halo in a while that they're watching it pretty damn closely. So
that's a kind of a good news story.
Yeah.
Between what we've seen with Infinite and the whole announcement with MCC coming to PC, Halo's starting to get a lot of eyes back on it.
Yeah. I think it's really drawn a lot of attention, and I just hope 343 delivers on it. I know they're working their butts off, but they need to deliver. It needs to have good multiplayer, and it needs to have a good story.
Sure.
And it needs to feel like a Halo game. And, you know, as far as feel, they did a real good job with Halo 5, even with the advanced mobility. It still, to me, felt like a Halo game.
Yeah.
But we'll see.
I'm right there with
you. There's more information coming. So we'll see what they drop on us at E3, and then we can speculate some more.
That'll be an interesting week. Be a yeah. fun week, too.
I think that's going to be a long podcast.
Depending on what they announce, it definitely could be.
I think if they announce anything, it's going to be a long podcast. Because I think there's going to be a lot of theories going.
You're not wrong. That does... Those discussions tend to... Even the slightest thing tends to drum up a lot of conversation
mm-hmm.
within the community.
Uh-huh. Well, I think we better get down to business.
Yeah, we probably should. So, like normal, we have our housekeeping of streams that happened over the past week. We had to cancel Fragment Friday because none of us were able to host it on Friday.
I would like to thank everybody for their concerns. Friday morning, I had some medical difficulties. We've got it under control now. That's why we had to cancel it short notice. I just, you know, want to let you know that everything's okay now. And I'm on the mend. It'll be a while, so there might be some changes to the game nights. I might have to take some more, a little bit longer breaks. Because I'm not allowed to sit down for long periods of time now. It's a bad thing for me. So we'll play it by ear, and we'll keep you updated. I look forward to seeing everybody tomorrow night. We'll be back on Halo 5, seeing, unfortunately, we missed the happening. But like I said, I look forward to it, and I hope to see everybody there.
Very nice. I'm hoping to get back into it because it's been a few weeks since I've been there. So I'm going to make every effort I can to get in with the action tomorrow.
And if everybody has noticed us on Twitter, there is a poll up.
There is.
That you need to go vote on the poll if he gets his podcast out in time, which I doubt he will. Because I think he only put it up for like 6 hours.
It's just a day. Yeah. 24 hours.
If you're listening right now, go vote.
We did allude to it. Well, again, the last podcast isn't out yet either, so never mind.
Yeah. Yeah, you have to get the information out there before they can actually know it's there.
Yeah, I need to get better about that.
Well, last week was a monster podcast, so.
In the monster week, we actually ended up planting doing from scratch our flower bed in our front yard. So we spent about 8 hours digging up the area for the flower bed, measuring things out, and then going to Home Depot and buying all the materials to get the flower bed set up.
Did you do a raised flower bed?
No, not for this. So we actually measured out the house with all the measurements because we don't have any blueprints or anything at the house. So got all the measurements and then drew out where we wanted to put the flower bed. Once I took those drawings out, had to massage a little bit more. So eventually I was able to line out where we wanted to dig. I ended up digging up everything. And then my wife helped me with making sure all the dirt was shook out of the grass and the weeds. And that whole digging out of the area took about 3 hours to dig out that whole area. And then we went to Home Depot, bought all the plants, and we started trying to plan out where we wanted to put everything. And all in all, it took until Tuesday night to get everything in place.
Yeah, stuff like that tends to take a long time.
I think after Saturday, I spent 2 hours on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday evenings to get it done. And it's been kind of difficult because by the end of the day, it's been warm and just direct sunlight where the plants have kind of like withered. And then I water at night, and then in the morning they're all nice and perky. And then at night again, they're all withered out. And then in the morning, they're all nice and perky. And on Tuesday night, I finally got one layer of mulch down to kind of help with that. So it wasn't as bad when I got home today, but it's kind of on the cusp where I think some of the flowers that we have are on that verge of they've bloomed and now they're done for the season type of thing. So it's kind of hard to know, all right, are they dying or are they just done for the season? So we're kind of in that flux time right now.
Well, I wish you best of luck with it.
Thank you. Yeah, we're doing the flower bed this year. And then next year, I think, is when I'm going to actually try to do my vegetable and herb garden. Yep, all our little house projects slowly coming together. It's one of those things that where it's nice to actually see something on paper get implemented and actually... other streams that happened. The only other one was the achievement stream that I had on Sunday with Bobby and... Sorry, Bobby, I keep on forgetting your friend's name. It's been the same friend that's been there the last four times and I've forgotten his name. So I'm sorry, dude. But we did get a couple of achievements, kind of alluding to it a little bit earlier on. The Yappening, or I played as Yap Yap to try to get some of the Yap Yap achievements. And I got two of them playing with Bobby and friend. I'll just say Bobby and friend because that's all I know at the moment. It's kind of bad. But, and I, of course, I did not mark them down like I normally do. But the two achievements I got, as soon as this loads, with the Xbox apps being a little slow. All right, well, this is a little embarrassing. I got two of them for the Yap Yap. Basically, the one that wasn't the three games. So I think it was using the methane bomb thing, and I forget the other one. Oh, here it is. Activated the Grump Goblin charge 10 times and fired 15 methane shells from the methane wagon. So this week, I will work on finishing the three games for Yap Yap, three games for Vordius, and the taunt with Colony. And then in May, I am going to do a legendary campaign run with Laird on Halo Wars Definitive Edition.
Fun.
Yeah. And then we'll be back to Halo Wars 2 to do more of those, because I got plenty of Halo Wars 2 achievements to work on. There is no shortage of those.
Yes, there is plenty of them.
So that's it for our little bit of housekeeping. On to some news that we have. We've got one article from Waypoint, and it is the Community Spotlight, which was released about 30 minutes before the show. So we took a little slight glance over it, took a look at some of the stuff we liked. So let's go ahead and jump on into that one. Springtime, obviously, is a subtle theme here with the spring season coming into North America. We've got a nice little cute Kirby Master Chief, which I thought was pretty cute.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
And then there is a music video done by the Reachway is the group, and it's to the Old Town Road by Lil Nas and Billy Ray Cyrus. And the lyrics in it are pretty good.
Not too bad.
No.
I like Fred surfing the Banshee with Master Chief as the pilot. That's pretty good.
Yep. That was pretty good.
Hey, what? One that really impressed me is the two Yappening posters.
I was just about to say the Avenger theme Yappening posters are incredible. That's something where it's like, hey, 343, you need to use this next time you have the Yappening, or something very inspired to it, because dang, this is good.
Well, yeah, I'm sure there's some licensing stuff there that
you
may not be able to get away with.
I know, but still.
It is still good. I like how the Grunt's holding the Prophet's Bane, and the Prophet's Bane is longer than he is tall.
I like how they have all the different Grunt models from all the different games. Uh-huh. And then they really did a good job of positioning which grunt was where.
I like how they incorporated all the games in there. I mean, from CE all the way up to Halo 5.
And that's probably one of, if not the best piece in this update, I think.
I don't know. This Halo Reach box art is pretty impressive, I believe. I have no idea how somebody could have the patience to do this. They basically copied and pasted the Reach medals in a mosaic of the Reach cover.
The Reach poster, yeah.
Or box art, I should say.
I'm not going to try to ruin his thunder, but there are programs that help you do this.
But still, he had to export all those medals into the program regardless. And I'm sure the program didn't get it exactly right. I'm sure there was some tweaking that had to be done.
Oh, sure.
It still takes a lot of patience to do something like this, and it looks cool. You know, I don't really care if a program did it. This looks cool.
It certainly is a awesome piece. We actually had someone for our 200th episode make a mosaic of the Podtacular logo out of podcast artwork. For those that are listening who may remember way back in the day, for some old Podtacular stuff, the name Little Kook, he was the one that ended up making the mosaic. And I'll see if I can find it here while we're on the podcast. But that was one of those things that really blew me away, because that was just after I took over the podcast. So it's really fascinating to see how people can come up with things like this. And even just having the concept of, oh, I'm going to do this, and I can do this with the Reach medals.
And to be able to see it. I mean, to look at something that and be able to see what you want it to look like. You know, just taking random colors and shapes and putting them in places where they make sense.
Let's see. The other one that I really liked on here was some of the tattoos, because those are just crazy insane. I'm not one to... I don't think I'd ever get a tattoo, or if I did, it'd be something really small. But some of those designs would almost make me consider getting one.
Yeah.
There are some talented artists out there.
But I'm not getting the back of my calf tattooed.
Right.
The whole calf. You know, I get it, and they're devoted fans, and it looks really cool. But there are limits to my devotion.
Same. I will spend bukus of money buying collector's editions and statues and all that stuff. But when it comes to putting marks on my body, no thank you. What else you got, GT? Any other things that stick out?
I like the landscape by No Media Players, or No Media Player. It's a really good looking landscape.
Yeah, that is.
Looks like it's got a Covey ship in the background.
Mm-hmm. A cruiser or a carrier, or something.
It looks like it could be right off, you know, the New England coast.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it really does.
The pencil art always impresses me. I mean, to just do that with pencils is amazing.
Yeah, I couldn't do it.
I can't do it to that detail. Someone made the Grave Mind in Halo 5 Forge. That looks terrifying.
I mean, it's Grave Mind.
I want one of these clocks, though.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody made a Halo ring into a clock. They used the Halo CE font for the numbers, and they have a Prophet's Bane and a regular energy sword as the hands. Looks like it's sitting on like a piece of plexiglass or something, but it is a wicked looking clock.
343 product ideas. Come on.
Hey, yeah.
I'd buy one. Heck, I might even take it to the office. I really like the next one under the, or two ones underneath it, the kind of the Cinco de Mayo shout out, even though we're not quite there yet, but you have Master Chief and Rookie and another ODST with sombreros on with a sax, a guitar, and a violin.
Yeah.
I thought that was
it's Poncho Chief too.
Yes, it is. That's very fitting for Cinco de Mayo coming up.
Uh-huh.
And then the one right below it, the overcast gray ODST. That one looks crazy.
No, that's Noble Six. Or
yeah, it's supposed to be Noble Six. Now. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. That's an awesome shot. We all highly recommend that you go check out the Spotlight. There is a lot of good material in there. We can't cover it all because describing it and seeing it are two different things.
Exactly. Did you see the concept menu for Halo Infinite that someone did? The bumping?
Yeah, I did see that. That's an interesting concept.
It is.
I kind of like it.
It kind of has that clean, simplistic look. Although it is still kind of akin to the Halo 5 MCC looks. Well,
yeah,
I guess a little bit more MCC look. So I'm not sure if that's exactly the thing that they'll go with.
Probably not. They'll probably make it more unique to Infinite.
It is cool to see
Puckett's top 10 delivers really well, too.
Yes, he does. It seems like he's doing these, I guess, every month or so now, or every 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Whenever he gets the time. But, yep, there's a lot of good things. I would like to see him branch out a little bit just past Halo 3.
Well, he probably can only work with the clips he gets.
I know.
And right now, Halo 3 is the hotness.
Yep. So, I know.
It would be nice to see some other games there.
Not saying necessarily Halo 2. Halo 5 or 4 or stuff like that, but Halo 2 has a lot of good backing behind it, so. And then the last one, like the very last one in here, I thought was pretty cool. Someone did the Wendy's girl. I forget what her name is. I don't think it's Wendy, but they put her in a...
Yeah, it's Wendy.
Is it? Okay. So someone put her into a Spartan outfit, which she would look like as a Spartan. And it's really good. This one's done by Delta Halo CR Core. And it's very well done. It's very fitting.
I like how at Wendy's replied to this question from Xbox. What was the first game you ever played on Xbox? And this is from the Wendy's, probably the Wendy's official account.
It is.
I'm guessing. And they replied, Halo. So whoever's managing that account, thumbs up.
Oh, whoever manages the Wendy's account and the Arby's account are social media masters.
Yeah. I tend not to follow restaurants on Twitter because they like to put things on there that make me hungry.
Wendy's is one of those exceptions that you just, if you're following them, most of the time you're getting just some really quick, witty responses to other things. And Wendy's even responded to this post from Delta Halo CR Core. Good on you for doing that.
Yeah, most definitely.
Anything else sticking out to you?
No, I think that'll pretty much cover it for me.
Alrighty. So like GT said, definitely recommend going out, checking out the Community Spotlight for April 25th. Lots of good stuff on there. It does seem like the content is slowing down just a tad, which is nice. That way there's not as much for us to go through. But there's still a lot of stuff out there nonetheless.
Every time you say that, it seems to pick up again.
Crap, did I just doom us?
Probably.
Dang it. Gotta keep my mouth shut.
Next week, I may have to take a nap before podcast just so I have the energy to make it through it.
Well, if they're on target, then we might have a MCC flight coming soon.
Oh. hope so.
And the last update we had from Sketch was last week, and he was basically saying there's been a couple of hiccups, but they're still trying to get it out in this month, and there's still another 5 days in this month.
They're working on it.
So we'll see if it comes out or not.
Yeah.
A lot can happen in 5 days. All right, moving on to some game balance updates. We have a little bit of news for MCC. We've got playlist rotations for Halo 5 and another balance update for Halo Wars, which we didn't quite touch on last week. So let's go ahead and...
We mentioned it. We didn't get very far in it, though.
Right. So heading on over to the MCC update. We've got Yappening finally defeated.
We've defeated Yap Yap for now.
For now, until next year. When he makes his rise again from the Ark. So we have defeated his Grunt Rebellion, and the main theme has returned to normal. They've also fixed an issue that could result in the profile crashing after creating and removing many user game content files. And they've added Halo 3 hardcore game variants to built-in custom game menu.
Cool.
Halo 3 is a popular thing, like you said.
Yeah. I have no idea why, but it is.
Dang nostalgic kids.
I mean, Halo 3 was, to this point, was Halo's highest point. And I just, you know, from my point of view, it was, and this is just multiplayer, the least enjoyable. Even with all the weird balance in CE and the original launch of Halo 2, Halo 3 has just never been my multiplayer game. You know, even after 3 came out, I played Halo 2 multiplayer for, a long time. I wouldn't get on Halo 3 that much at all for games as far as match made. Now, customs, yeah, but for just regular match made stuff, I tended to still focus on Halo 2 until that went away. So, and then I was just screwed. Although I did have ODST and Firefight did scratch the itch.
Yep. The ODST Firefight stuff was pretty cool. And I know it's still one of those things people really want to see in Master Chief Collection. Even though we are getting Firefight for Reach, which is something.
Yeah.
Still not ODST Firefight.
I mean, there's something about ODST Firefight. It's more intense because you have limited ammo. Limited vehicles on maps that have vehicles. You really have to fight to survive. Where in Halo Reaches, I mean, even the matchmade stuff, it's not as intense as ODST Firefight. Don't get me wrong, it's still fun. But, I mean, you don't get that sweaty palm heart racing like you do with ODST. You know, for anybody that's tried to get the annual achievement in ODST, you know what I'm talking about. I mean, that's 4 hours of just grind.
Yes, it is.
That is weapon management, role management. You got to watch your lives to make it to that point. And I'm sure glad they backed it off of Legendary, because I don't think if they made that Legendary requirement, I don't think anybody would have gotten it. Or maybe like 8 people in the world.
I thought it was a legendary requirement.
No, heroic.
Oh, okay.
In one of their vidocs, they actually mentioned that specific achievement originally, when they first were thinking about it, they were thinking about requiring it for legendary. And then I'm guessing somebody tried it.
And it's like,
and said,
this is impossible.
I think we need to change this. But yeah.
Thank you, Bungie.
We appreciate it.
Yes.
Very, very much. But for, you know, if for just sheer fun, the Halo Reach Firefight, you can't beat it. It's a blast, especially if you go in there and do custom games. You can just have fun and not even really get that crazy with the customs, you know, the custom settings. But I'm looking forward to it.
So am I. It's going to be a good time. I will say, if Halo 3 has gotten a little bit better for me just from the control scheme that they've been able to implement in MCC, so it's a little more enjoyable. Because for me, that, and I know I've said this plenty of times, but for those who haven't heard, for me, that was the big detriment to Halo 3, was just how much the aiming mechanic differed from the other games.
Well, I mean, I still can't hit crap with a BR. But the aiming feels a lot better with the increase of the tick rate. It seems to make it a little bit more enjoyable. I still get frustrated with it pretty easily, so I limit my exposure so my veins don't pop out of my head or anything.
Fair enough. Let's see. We got some updates on matchmaking. So they adjusted code to help reduce playing the same map multiple times in a row. Nice. That's pretty nice. They rotated the Yappening out. Makes sense. Rotated multi-team out, and they rotated infection in.
It looks like they also in social have a new Rumble Pit offering. It's 56 maps across all games. They will include a variety of game types. Slayer includes Slayer, AR starts, Infinity variants, and higher weighting on BR starts. Your zone control includes like Crazy King variants across all titles. Asset denial, like Oddball, Juggernaut, Regicide. Then they also have some Action Sack variants, including Fiesta, Swords, Rockets, Shotguns, Slayer Duels, Rally in H2A, Race in Halo 3, and Ninja Assassins in Halo 4. They have enabled skill-based matchmaking in social.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So, So you probably will find people that are closer to your own skill level. It does create a little bit longer wait time, but it's not weighted as heavily as it is in ranked. So it basically just tries to find the most balanced game that it can find.
That makes sense.
So there's, you still may come across people that are significantly more talented than yourself, but the overall experience should be better. Looks Yay. Like ranked games. Halo 3 Lone Wolves has been moved into Rumble Pit, and it has been retired as a playlist.
Oh.
With Rumble Pit rotating in, multi-team will be rotating out, which we already talked about.
Yep.
They're going to do some tweaking on it and evaluate the numbers on it, and eventually it'll rotate back in. I hope everybody got a chance to get their nameplates for MCC for the Yappening.
I know I did.
We had the Destroyer and Shut Your Yap. I think I got enough games in to get Destroyer. I didn't get a chance to jump into campaign for the Shut Your Yap.
I ended up just doing Spartan Ops.
Yeah, I never got a chance to actually jump in. That was one of the things I was going to work on last weekend, but things changed. Let's see. Have we gone over the April schedule yet? Well, April's about
over. Well, yeah, so. there's only two things left, the Covey Slayer and Turbo.
Which rotate in this week.
Rotates in today. By the time you're listening to this via download, it's already gone. For Turbo, at least. Covey Slayer will still be there.
And we'll have an answer if Dust actually got a chance to play.
Yes. Yes, we will. I did put the poll up just for a day. I figured by tomorrow night. And I'm not gonna count the game night necessarily. So it's if I go and play it like outside of Frag and Friday tomorrow.
Well, we'll try to get our fill in it before you show up.
Thanks. Appreciate that. We have like GT said, they've made some changes to zone control, SWAT, and snipers. So from the update, they've changed zone control score to win from 120 to 60. It's a pretty big change. They've added maps to Halo 2, Halo 3, and Halo 4 SWAT. And then for snipers, they added some maps in there as well. There are some known issues with this update. After selecting a new voice language to install, the title must be closed and relaunched before it will be installed. Weapon icons are not displayed on Halo CE's loading screens due to CE using weapon sets rather than standard starting weapon settings. So they're still working on that. And the weapon icon is always displayed as assault rifle in Halo 3 Forge loading screen. Which, that kind of makes sense because you do start with an assault rifle in Forge. So, that makes sense. Looking ahead, auto ban changes. With today's update comes some code changes to set up the foundation for us to alter two scenarios in MCC auto bans based on community feedback and supporting data from the publishing team. This kind of probably reminds you of some Twitter conversations that happened a little while ago. The two scenarios that we'll be changing are to ban players who dodge the loading screen and allow players in unbalanced teams to quit and not be stuck in a 4v2 or 4v1 scenario. Once the rules are updated, this will allow us to publish those dodging during matchmaking process and will enforce a quit to ban them on completion of the match they quit out of. For 4v2, 4v1 scenarios, once enabled, those who are on a team where nobody has quit, but the opposing team still has half or less of its players remaining, you will be able to quit without receiving a ban. To be crystal clear, these are not live today. The dates are TBD. Matchmaking and how a server is chosen. So they were able to reach out to Dana from the publishing team to get an explanation behind the scenes on what's going on. And he says, each user has a normalized 0 to 100 list of servers. Their lowest ping server is the 0 point for the scale, and the others are adjusted from these 0 points. If a high population server does not naturally fall within this range, the lowest ping one is appended to the list. This ensures that a high population server is always available for each user to ensure that they can always find matches. When a match is formed, the normalized server list for each user is cross-referenced and the best server for the group is selected. So fun Cody behind the bit stuff, basically. That's what's going on. So that's the MCC update. Halo 5 update is obviously Covey Slayer and Wars of Turbo are here. And then for the Halo Wars update.
Well, before we go any further, they do give us a hint of what's coming in the big team battle refresh. And they give us a screenshot of one of the new maps. And it looks highly interesting.
Did I miss this?
It's actually on the casting call article.
Oh, gotcha. That was the one from last week that we briefly touched on.
Yeah. I just wanted to bring that up before we move on to Halo Wars.
I'm going to look at that because I vaguely remember it, but I don't remember it.
It has snow. It has rocks.
Oh, there we go. Okay.
It has a Tundra Warthog. But I'm looking forward to seeing this refresh. Nice that they keep hinting at it, that, you know, to let us know that they're still working on it.
It'd also be nice that when Halo Infinite launches, there's big team battle support out of the box.
Real big team, not forged big team.
Yes. Not to knock any of the forgers, because we've got some excellent forgers in this community.
Oh, no.
We've got some wonderful forgers, but come on, 343. Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
Give them something. Well, the one thing is with the forge maps, you know, the forgers really had to figure out how to build a map or the abilities and still be big team. And they didn't have really anything to go off of. And don't get me wrong, the forgers out there are awesome. They did a really good job. But, you know, there are the early versions of some of the maps, there were issues and they got corrected. Don't get me wrong. And they're fun. It's just, really, you know, 343 needs to focus on multiplayer as a package. They put too much focus in Halo 5 on the 4v4 matchmaking, which it was detrimental to the game because it was really limiting to the players. You know, not everybody wants to do Rumble or 4v4. You know, I love to get into big team and, you know, just relax. I mean, don't get me wrong, I still play to win, but it's not, in most cases, it's not as stressful as being in a more competitive environment where 4v4 is.
Right. Dim asked an interesting question in the chat. He says, do you wish Forge stuff was easier for people? I think for me, it would be nice to have some of the Forge features a little bit easier to use for people who want to go in and make a quick map. But I think the way that they have it advanced right now for those expert forgers can stay that way.
Yeah, I think the best way to handle that is, as great as Halo 5's Forge is, it did shut a lot of people out of Forge.
But we've gotten some great Forges because of how in-depth the system is. We've gotten
some great Forges. But I think for like an in-game Forge, make it more user-friendly.
So have like, you know, like the Halo 5 Forge on PC, have that extra tool set, and then have...
And then, yeah, a standalone Forge like they did with Halo 5 for PC, so that these forgers can really dial it in. Or have, you know, I know this would add a lot to the game, and it's probably not even really that practical. Have a basic version of Forge with the game, and then have a second advanced version with the game. Like I said, that's probably not going to happen. Because I can't see them building. Well, honestly, I can't see them building two Forges anyway, regardless. But it would be nice to have a more simple version for the, you know, the everyday people that want to just build a silly map. Or something like that.
Well, so you have...
You know, something...
You have... Well, I mean, taking just an example from software, you have... If you go into settings, you have, like, the basic mode and you have the advanced mode. So maybe have some kind of mode in Forge that... Okay, if you're a basic user and all you want to do is put some things... Like, if you're moving certain Forge blocks or you're doing just kind of a simple layout of a map, okay, stay in basic mode so people can kind of pull their little projects together and do something cool there. And then for those forgers who really want to dig into the tool set that they're making available, and who knows with the Slipspace engine what they'll be able to do, have that toggle there so you switch advanced mode on, then you get a whole bunch of these extra features. So, like, in basic, you can have, okay, I can spawn objects, I can set magnets, I can do...
Something more akin to Reach's Forge. Just give them access to color or palettes. So not everything's
exactly. It'd be nice if they had some kind of refresh for the Reach Forge that gives them some extra palettes to work with. I don't think it's going to happen.
I don't see that happening.
But it'd just be nice.
It's, you know, they're focused on getting the MCC on PC, and that's going to take their attention for a while, and I don't see them redesigning Halo Reach's Forge.
Right.
They might make changes to improvements, but that's it. You know, to improve functionality, but I don't see them adding anything to it.
I agree. All right, next up on the list is some Halo Wars 2 balances that we have. This also comes over from last week, which we briefly touched on, but we didn't really get a chance to dive into it too much.
We were a little preoccupied.
Just a bit.
Just a little bit.
So, again, a lot of the leader power changes in here. But let's start off with Banished Global. So for the Jump Pack Brutes, they made some changes for build time. They increased the build time from 15 seconds to 17 seconds. And they reduced the speed from 12 to 11. And then for the Cleansing Beam Tier 3, they nerfed that one a little bit. So they normalized the speed across all tiers of the Cleansing Beam. Tier 2 and 3 is reduced from 18 to 17. I think that's as far as movement speed. And Tier 3 telegraphing increased by 1 second.
And if anybody's curious, that's that 18 to 17 is basically world units. It's how they, you know, measure distance.
Not meters or feet or...
Just to kind of put that... Yeah, because they don't really have feet or anything like that. Just, you know, just to kind of put it in perspective.
Right. Thank you for that.
For Kensano, looks like they have a fix to the hell charge. Fixed an issue that caused the hell charge not to affect units correctly in the targeting radius. That's good.
That's nice.
Yeah. And then we got some changes to Pavion. This burnout is very strong on Pavion.
That's one of his big ones. I hadn't noticed. I mean, that is one of his big
especially powers. On Tier 3. So they decreased the duration from 50 seconds to 45 seconds. And they reduced the radius from 24 to 17.
Whoa. That's pretty significant.
So, significant reduction in radius.
Yeah. For the Arbiter, the Conduit of Rage Tier 1 and 2, they buffed it to improve the Arbiter's early game effectiveness. So for Tier 1, speed buff from 20 to 25%, and Tier 2, 28 to 30%. Damage buff on Tier 1 is 15 to 20%. Tier 2, 30 to 35% percent. Said percent twice because there's actually 2% signs in there. Yeah. And then area of effect increased from 40 to 50 units on Tier 1 and Tier 2, 80 to 90 units. For the plasma...
You know, on a total side note, this has nothing to do with Halo. The other day I was trying to make a note in OneNote for something I needed. And, you know, in the... And don't judge me, I'm still on Windows Phone. There is no symbol for degree.
On the keyboard?
On that keyboard anywhere. Yeah, on the keyboard anywhere. I know, random thought. It's just the stock Windows keyboard, so I don't know. But anyway, that just, the percent triggered that response.
Yeah, that makes sense.
On to Plasma Bolt.
Yes, Plasma Bolt. For all three tiers, there is damage increase. For Tier 1, it's increased from 3,000 to 3,300. Tier 2, 3,000 to 3,600. And Tier 3, 3,000 to 3,900 per shot.
Okay, it looks like before, all three shots were the same damage.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Huh. Whatever.
Hmm. Looks like on Colony, Goliath... Goliath rushes are currently very hard to deal with. To diminish the power of the rush, they are reducing their health so that they can rush, so that rush counter units can better deal with them. Overall health reduction is 15%.
Ouch. It's a pretty big change, too.
Well, you know, I've played with Goliaths, and they were kind of OP, especially in the rush game.
Colony as a leader is a little OP.
Yeah. Well, don't get me wrong. A good player, was it Decimus, I think it was? No, sorry, it was Pavion. Could really, really tear things up. For Serena,
both of us are having problems tonight.
Yeah. Serena struggles in her early game because once a player counters her chill, she doesn't have a lot to fight back with. For now, they're rolling out some small buffs to her early game. Cryo troopers to help out map control, and they will monitor the balance data. So what they've changed is her base DPS has been increased by 10%, and the chill rate versus infantry has increased by 5%.
Okay. So testing the waters a little bit.
Uh-huh. And then our last one is for Isabella, the best offense. Currently, she struggles in competitive and in short term. In the short term, they're looking to buff her late game passive and give her Nightingales and Scorpions. Okay. And they're going to watch that. They buffed the health of the Nightingales by 10%, and they buffed her Scorpions by 10%. And at the bottom, they say, please feel free to discuss the changes.
Cool.
So they are actively listening to the community on that one.
Constant balance changes. Never see the end of it, ever.
Well, in a game like that, you really don't. And it's interesting that they're still doing balance changes.
I mean, at least they want to support the game.
Well, you know, I understand, you know, in a popular game like League of Legends or something like that, I can see the developer continuing to offer balance changes. But, you know, Halo Wars 2 has got a decent following. But it is absolutely amazing that they have people at 343 that still want to support this game, even though it's not their latest and greatest title, which we've touched on before. Kudos to 343 on this one.
Yay. Good job, guys. We appreciate your work. Not directly on Halo Waypoint, but we got some other 343 related things. There's a tweet that was put out by HCS. There is an upcoming opportunity to earn yourself a grassroots nameplate in MCC by playing with some of the grassroots partners. So there's going to be a big team battle thing going on Saturday at 4 p.m. Pacific time with grassroots partners. If you match up with them in the match composer, then you have a chance to get yourself a grassroots MCC nameplate and a Halo 5 BR skin. If you want your chance to not randomly get selected by the grassroots folks to just get a nameplate by joining their stream, you can head on over and try to match them in BTB, and if you get matched up with them, you will get one of those plates and skins.
Woohoo!
Fun stuff.
Free skins.
Yay,
free skins.
There's a new employee spotlight over at 343industries.com. This one is for Robbie Elias. I guess that's how...
I think it's probably...
Elias?
Sorry we butchered your name, Robbie.
Yeah. There's lots of funky names in the gaming industry.
Words are hard.
Yes. So he is one of the technical sound engineers for the studio. And there is a big article that he responds to some questions on here about his background, some other games that he's worked on, some of his audio techniques, and some other things that he appreciates about, you know, sound technology or other things that he's learned from the industry type of thing. So it's a pretty long read if that's something that you're into. So head on over there and take a look.
Yeah, I'll probably have to read this to see what the story behind the Suburban full of bullet holes is.
Yeah.
Somebody was having some fun.
I mean, gunshots at some point, right? I'm a little more curious than the broken piano.
Yeah, the disassembled piano.
Yeah.
Like, the keys are gone. The top is gone. The front is gone.
It looks like some of the piano wires are cut.
It looks like about the only thing left is the
frame,
legs on either end, and the heart in the heart of the piano, the actual soundboard.
Yeah,
and he's got about a dozen microphones surrounding it. I'm exaggerating, but that's okay.
No, I think you're right. About half a dozen, probably. You're probably spot on with that. It's so crazy how many different kinds of microphones there are to pick up different kinds of sounds.
Well, it's just to think about all the different types of microphones, period. Funny thing is I think this morning I was watching the news, and I forget who they were. It was a school or something they were talking about. And guess what they were using for a microphone?
A Rode? Or a Yeti. I meant to say Yeti. Yeah.
Well, you had a pretty good shot of saying a Rode, too, because that's right there with Yeti.
Pretty much, yeah.
But, I mean, that's a pretty distinctive shape. It was sitting right there on the podium.
It's pretty hard to mistake a Yeti microphone.
Yeah. It was one of the black Yetis.
Ooh.
I think that's an XLR one.
Mine's a silver, I think, like yours.
Yeah. Mine's a USB one. It works just fine.
Indeed. Let's see. Next up on the list is a rumor of Battle Royale in Infinite. One of these popped up again, and Frankie was...
According to Frankie, we're not talking about that right now. It is the gist of the article.
Frankie was quick to shoot that one down again.
Like I said, you know, like I've said before, as a standalone game, like a standalone free-to-play game, I don't have a problem with it. As far as being part of a main, you know, one of our mainline shooters, I really don't think it belongs there. But, you know, that's a discussion we've had. So I really wish people would quit bringing it up until they actually say something.
I mean, I still think at some point we will probably have that discussion on the show or have some kind of roundtable of, like, if Halo did a BR, what would we like to see out of a BR?
I would like to see it in a standalone game. Other than that, I'm good with whatever they come up with.
Well, so one of the things that Frankie touched on in his addressing of this rumor was, in his opinion, Battle Royale is a game mode, and that you can create a game mode like it already in Halo. And we have seen...
It is similar, yes. Yeah,
it's similar. It's not the same thing. I mean, if you do one life BTB...
if they want to give Forge the capability to do a Battle Royale like that, I don't have a problem with it.
So the only thing that's really missing is more than 16 players... and the ability to do random weapon spawns. And if you can do that, you've got Battle Royale and Halo. That, I mean, those are only two features that are missing.
Yeah, I think 343's energy would be better spent on the campaign and the multiplayer.
Yeah.
As far as... I don't want to say traditional, because I really don't want the traditional Halo game. You know, I don't want to play Halo 3 again. I don't want to play Halo 2 again. It's just excruciatingly slow to me. You know, I would like to see them perfect the Halo 5 gameplay more. You know, there are things they could do with that gameplay that will make it more enjoyable for everybody.
Agreed.
You know, more attention to the maps. You know, make them fit the Spartan abilities better. Make Spartan Charge go away. That's my big one.
Yeah.
Is make Spartan Charge go away.
Well, and the thing of Battle Royale, if you were to do it in Halo, I mean, they could just give us the Forge tools to make it, and then people could just go out and make it on their own. I mean, that's...
Yeah. Like I said, if they want to give us the tools to make it in Forge... That would be, that would probably be the best, because in that way, the people that really want to play that game type would have a lot more control on how the game feels. You know, how much of it do they want it to feel like Halo, and how much of it do they want to play, how much of it they want it to play like one of the current Battle Royale games.
Get the core experience down first, and then if you want to tack on Battle Royale, like as a expansion to the game or something, the development time would not be that much. I mean, someone could probably, after getting the core mechanics down for Halo Infinite, could probably come up with a Battle Royale mode within a month. Yeah, because it's really not that complex.
I
mean, you know,
me personally, I would love to see him spend some time on Invasion and bring that back.
That would be cool.
But, of course, that would mean there'd be playable elites.
I miss playable elites. Not necessarily from a matchmaking perspective, but from a custom games and machinima perspective.
Oh, I miss it from Invasion. I've never created machinima. It does make machinima more interesting, especially when you have, something. Well, it just gives machinimakers something a little extra to play with. Honestly, if we were really going to go there for custom games, I would love to see them have playable grunts and like playable jackals as well.
It wouldn't surprise me, depending on how they support mods in MCC on PC, if you would be able to, GameCube will probably figure out a way to do this, but be able to get some kind of custom game mod, I'm going to use hack in air quotes, to be able to do that. Not necessarily to exploit matchmaking or anything, but just from the aspect of custom games and machinima and other things like it. And
that's one thing that 343 is really, really going to have to watch with MCC.
Online ratings are not, or online experiences not rated by the ESRB.
Well, I mean, even just in fairness to other players, just simple anti-cheat. It's going to be a real learning experience for them, because when it comes to that kind of stuff, PC is a whole different world.
Sure.
Because you have no control over the platform.
Yeah.
You have no control over the hardware. Where in a console, you have pretty much complete control. I'm not saying that you can't get around it, but it's a lot easier to detect.
Yeah. You have a good point there.
I think the MCC will be a good learning experience for them when it comes to that point.
And it'll probably line up a lot of stuff that they'll do for Infinite.
Mm-hmm. I would not be surprised if they use MCC for a testing ground for their anti-cheat system.
It makes sense to me.
It's going to be really interesting to see what the Slipsace engine is capable of.
Oh, that's going to be great.
I mean, truly capable of. Don't get me wrong, the teaser they put out was absolutely jaw-dropping, but so was the Halo 3 one.
Well, Halo 3 made a pretty big step because it was original Xbox 2 360 graphics.
Right.
Still the Blam engine, but...
Yeah, you had a sizable jump in hardware performance there, but, even with them using the Halo 3 engine to render the video, it was absolutely astonishing. How high quality it was. Even the cutscenes in Halo 3, you didn't see a real degradation in that quality.
No. There is.
In the gameplay, there was a little bit. Because, they also had to, work. They also had to take some of those resources they were putting into the video rendering into actual gameplay. But it still looked beautiful. So I'm really looking forward to see what the Slipspace engine can do under load, in a match made game or in campaign, where you have 100 different enemy combatants on the screen at the same time.
Could always try a Team Bubble Bath and see how it handles that.
Well, if the Needler's there, it might just have to happen.
I can't see a Halo game without the Needler.
Well, I guess it all depends on what condition the Needler is, too.
That's true. That does play a pretty...
Some games are better for that than others.
Every Needler has been distinctly different. I think Halo 5's Needler is probably... Well, Halo 5 and Halo 4's Needler are pretty close.
Halo 5's Needler is probably a little bit more potent than Halo 4's.
But like the fire rate and the damage is about the same.
Yeah. Halo 3, for me, the verdict's still out on that one. Even when the game was around, I didn't really mess with the Needler that much. Now, in Halo 2, dual-wielding Needlers, that was a deadly combination.
Yeah.
Especially if you could get the fire rate right.
Mm-hmm.
If you could get... you could pull those triggers just right, you could get that increased rate of fire, and they could be devastating.
Yeah. Dim also asks in here, are you hoping for any new weapons or improvements in Infinite? I'm expecting a couple new weapons. I don't know if there's any improvements really to be made with the existing weapons, or it'll be balances, of course, but I don't think there's any improvements to make.
Yeah, with Halo 5 Sandbox, I have no idea what they could add. I mean, as far as new weapons.
Gotcha.
You know, the only thing they could bring back is existing weapons with, you know, new tweaks.
Right.
And I'm not even really counting the Warzone weapons.
The variants, you mean?
Yeah, just the, you know, your basic loadout weapons, or, you know, on map weapons, stuff that you find in the campaign.
Well, the sandbox already has so many weapons in there.
I do hope that they bring all the weapons from Halo 5 into Infinite. Even if it's just in a customs, they don't have to create a game mode for it, other than Super Fiesta. Super Fiesta must come to Infinite. 343
please,
must please, come please, to Infinite.
Please, yes, please, please, please.
You done let the genie out of the bottle.
Yeah,
you kinda, can't put that one back in. Did.
I mean, the fact that Big Team Super Fiesta and Super Fiesta are the most popular playlists in Halo 5 right now.
And now you have ranked Super Fiesta.
I need to get in on that. I need just to see where I can end up.
You know, funny thing is as try hard as regular Fiesta is, I don't know if I want to go into ranked. Because your rank would really depend on your luck with weapons.
I think that's kind of just the wacky part of it.
Yeah. I mean, it'd Fiesta be has been around for a while. The fact that they enabled all the Warzone weapons to be available to us just made it so much more fun. I mean, regular Fiesta is fun, but it doesn't take long where everybody's got a sniper, or everybody's got a rocket launcher, or, you know, there's really not that much weapon variation. But with Halo 5, there is, and, you know, at one time, there, you know, you rarely have one team that has all the same stuff. And, you know, some of the higher end weapons like Norfangs and.
I would say as it gets.
Prophet's Banes.
As it gets going and there's a lot more weapons on the ground to pick up, you start to see a lot of common weapons
getting used. Well, you do, but with Halo 5, those weapons don't hang around for very long. So, you know, the chances of you getting back to a weapon, or the guy that you just killed you living long enough to pick up the weapon you just dropped, are relatively small.
True.
Because, I mean, a lot of my fights, when it comes to Super Fiesta, when I have decent weapons, we'll end up in a tie. You know, we'll both die. And then by the time I get to back to where I died, all the weapons are gone anyway.
Because they spawn so quickly. That would be nice to have, hopefully under the Slipspace engine, not or make it to where that garbage collection or cleanup or whatever they use to clean up those weapons is a little bit longer.
Well, I mean, for Super Fiesta, I don't mind it. Because you generally don't live that long anyway.
You got a point.
And with the rate of people spawning and the amount of weapons that are on there and the amount of overpowered weapons that are on that can be on the map, I don't mind that they disappear quickly. But I would like to see in the game options the despawn timers on weapons.
Don't they?
In custom games for us, but I'd like to see them play with that for match-made games, especially if they have something like Warzone. Because spawning in with a Spanker Prime, dying immediately, and then have it be gone by the time, you know, you watch it disappear on your respawn screen.
So do you mean like having a little thing over a weapon where if you're looking at the weapon, it just kind of pops up a little counter?
No, I mean where you can actually adjust the amount of time it'll stay on the map after it's dropped.
I don't know if they would do something like that.
They probably won't. Not make it publicly available. But I would like to see that be a setting for them.
Oh, gotcha. So something they can tweak in the back end.
Yeah.
It's probably something they can right now. Yeah,
it'd be great if they'd give us something like that in Forge or something.
I think that's something that they could probably do right now, just kind of in the back end code of things.
Well, I think you just make it something that's a little easier to tweak. In other words, make it a slide bar, not a box of code.
Gotcha.
I was actually watching Vengeful Vadam today, and he did a second part review on the Halo Reach beta, comparing it to the retail game versus the beta. And he actually found that in the beta, I think it was in the beta or in the full release version, that you could actually set where players would spawn in a vehicle.
Oh. So like for Invasion, like if you spawned in the passenger or the gunner seat?
Well, it wasn't there for anything. It was just a piece of code that he found in there.
Oh, so he dug in there. Okay.
But, how you'd pick your loadout, you could pick a vehicle to spawn in on, which for normal matchmaking makes no sense. And I understand why they left it out. But for custom games?
Yeah.
Think like Sumo. You know, when we play custom Sumo, you have to get in the vehicle. You spawn next to it, but you have to get in it.
Right.
The only place you actually spawn in a vehicle is like race.
You're right.
But if you could take that mechanic and move it to other games like Sumo or like, what's that game that we played? I can't think of the name of it. But, you know, where you have players that the object is to get in a vehicle and splatter opponents. You know, whatever it happens to be. To have that mechanic in Forge for custom games.
I know which one you're talking about now.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's multiples out there.
You make a good point.
Well, I mean, even like in Speed Halo. You know, just have the people spawn in random vehicles instead of, you know, stacking vehicles up there and having to wait for it to spawn. Or like, you know, when we do Vehicle Fiesta.
Yeah.
Can you imagine how much fun it would be if you just spawned in a random vehicle?
That would be really cool. Yeah, and you wouldn't have the delay, and it would be more truly random.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be really cool, actually.
I mean, you know, in Vehicle Fiesta, there is a pattern.
Yes, there is.
Certain vehicles spawn in certain rooms. You just really don't know which room you're in.
It's as random as someone can make it.
Yeah. But, you know, once you figure out which door to go through, if you repeatedly go through that door, you can repeatedly get the same vehicle.
A freaking Hannibal Wasp.
Or the Phaeton Helios.
That too.
Or the Hannibal Scorpion. Or, you know, or the Ultra Banshee. You know, once you figure that stuff out, it, you know, you can start to kind of predict what you're going to get.
Or be able to kind of figure out a little bit more of an idea of what you might get.
Well, that would also alleviate the problem that, of course, in Vehicle Fiesta, you have to get in the vehicle. And as soon as you get in the vehicle, it spawns you into the map. So there's, you know, 3-4 seconds there where you can't do anything because you're climbing in the vehicle. And if somebody happens to be there, they can destroy you before you even really have a chance to fire back. You know, like if you're in a ground vehicle.
Yeah.
Air vehicles aren't as bad because you spawn up in the air and you usually get a little bit more time to get set before somebody's just hammering you. But, you know, I've seen it happen where an Ultra Wraith just happens to be looking at the spawn and is within range and just unloads on a Banshee, you know, whatever you happen to be. Yeah. And, you know, next thing you know, half your health's gone and you haven't even fired a shot yet.
It's like, what? Where'd that come from? No, no, you make a good point.
A wish list item.
Probably have a wish list podcast at some point.
Another one.
Well, as we get more data out, or more info about Infinite out there, people's lists will probably become more refined and get more ideas. So probably after E3, we might have another. If it's not the E3 discussion, have something else after like that. Maybe. We'll see. All right. We've got some community updates this week. The Forge Hub Husky Raid Forge Contest has concluded. So probably in about a month's time or so, they'll do the voting and we'll get to see the top map results from that contest. They do have their community favorites out for April. You can check that out over on the ForgeHub.com website. And they've got 10, I think it was 10? 1, 2, yep, 10 different maps that was gathered for nominations. And the top three are Omission by TempFirefox00. Second is Black Shore by Certified Champ. And first place is Amber by Kronmeister. So congrats, guys. I don't know if these are necessarily going to make it into matchmaking at some point or whatever, but hey, it looks like they're pretty good maps to download and try if you're looking for some new maps to rotate into your custom nights. Omission kind of reminds me of Orbital a little bit.
To bookmark those. Let's see. Do. Cario Station is actually what it's themed after.
Oh. So, okay. No, that makes sense too. It looks thematically more like that than it does Orbital. I mean, it's all Orbital platforms, so that kind of makes sense too. Cool. Nicely done, everybody, on your posts. Next thing we have comes from the Halo Wars Championship League. This past weekend was the Spring 2019 Invitational, and we've got the winners from that Invitational. Congratulations to Almirante99 for being the champion of this season. I believe, as normal, one of the perks of becoming the champion is you get to suggest one balance change for Halo Wars. So I'm guessing in one of our upcoming Halo Wars updates, we'll get to know what his balance change will be.
Yeah.
Second place was taken by Rock Generation. Third place by Jeff Kills. And fourth place by Mar007BR. Congratulations, everybody. Still similar related to Halo Wars. We have a tournament being hosted by Team Respawn. This is a Halo Wars 2 tournament taking place next weekend, Saturday, May 4th at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. There is a challenge bracket for you to check out. So head on over to their Twitter or their Discord. It is called the 2v2 Fire and Ice Halo Wars 2 tournament or tourney. And registration is open. So get on over there and check it out. Looks like right now there's only 3 people registered for the tournament, so plenty of opportunities to join in and check it out. Next up on the list is a slight little note about HCS Pro Talk. They're changing the recordings to Sundays because of some of their own little schedule changes in their life. So just a fun little note there. Shouting out our fellow podcasts. And somehow, the Halo Wiki Discord server got deleted over this past week. Dab001, who was one of the admins over on the Halo Wiki, posted a screenshot of some feedback regarding what happened. And it looks like there was some stuff going on with the server. Some people were kind of misbehaving in there. So there was a rogue admin that went up and just deleted the server without consulting the other admins.
Nice.
So if you were over on that server, it wasn't meant by anyone that was really in charge to do so, but it sounds like there was some things that happened, but Halo Wiki is moving over to Halopedia, so there still is a home for all those folks. Thankfully, there is a Twitter account and Discord for Halopedia as well. It just kind of sucks that the server was just up and randomly deleted by an admin who kind of didn't want to put up with crap that was going on in the Discord server.
Well, let this be a lesson to you. If you act like jerks, then maybe the server will just go away unexpectedly.
So, yeah. For some community project stuff on Operation Trebuchet, version 0.20 Bravo is live. For this, they've added new poses for the M247T and the M247H turrets. There's a BR55 HP variant and a M247H unshielded variant for the turret. Then they fixed frozen muzzle flashes on those turrets and fixed Unicy army units and vehicles not being spawnable in Zeus.
That's good.
Yeah. Bug fixes everywhere. Yay. On the Project Cartographer front, they also have an update. This is their 0.5.3 update. They are doing some experimenting with the Xbox Live networking code base and the LAN code base. So there are differences in gameplay between the two lists. So right now they're enabling both lists for people to go and kind of mess around with it however they please. There's some other fixes that they have as far as game taking input while the console is open. For anyone who doesn't know what the console is, for a lot of games on PC, if you hit the tilt key, that brings up a interactive console where you can do stuff in the game. So that's what they're talking about there. Map downloading, infection and gum game via custom packets is another thing that they've been working on. Add a host check for spawn commands, fix an issue with infection sounds playing when objects other than bipeds are destroyed, and add a time countdown for map downloading to prevent AFK players from interfering with starting the game. So there you go.
Yeah, I had some time to play that over the weekend.
Oh, yeah?
I just played some campaign. I didn't play any multiplayer. But
okay.
I tell you what, that they've got that tuned in pretty good. It runs really smooth. It's crisp. I mean, it works.
Halo 2 Vista, when it first came out, struggled for a while. There were lots of issues with it.
And, you know, I'm not saying that I'm running it on a high-end laptop either, but man, it was running really nice.
That's good.
Yeah, one of my updates is to put a larger hard drive in that laptop because it's
cold. Nice.
It's bad when you have to install and uninstall games because you're out of hard drive space.
Yeah, that sucks.
And of course, as soon as I fired it up, the first thing it prompted me is, hey, you need an update because you haven't played this in like a year.
Of course, because why not? So that's it for all the community news that we have. Well, not this past week, but the week prior. The last loot crate was... I guess... Is this the second to last loot crate for this year? There's one more loot crate in this?
I think so.
Yeah. So I wonder what they're going to do.
I think the only one they've got left is Noble 6, don't they?
Yep.
Yeah.
I wonder what they're going to do for Noble 6.
They'll just send you an undescript box. That's it. Just a box.
Nice. I mean, it'd be kind of interesting if they had some, like, you know how you can specify like t-shirt size for the different crates. If you'd be able to specify a color for your, so don't do the whole customization like you couldn't reach, but even just being able to specify your own color for Noble 6 would be an interesting.
Yeah. As great as it would be, I don't see it happening.
I don't either.
I mean, they buy in order to be able to package these things for the prices they do, they buy this stuff in bulk. And you start customizing stuff, it gets expensive quick.
I'm just saying it'd be nice. That's all.
Yes, it would be great.
On our Spartan Company front, doing a quick little update on where we're at. We've got Bodyguard, which is protect a teammate. We are just under 1,000 away from those being done. And the next one we have there is killing an enemy Spartan from long distance. We are just under 600 away from getting that one. Got 17 out of 31 done. We are still trucking along. And of course, at the very back is killing an enemy Spartan with a shoulder bash. And we are 1,065 out of 9,700. We got quite a ways to go. We're still trucking on it, though. So if you want to join up and help us out, poddaggler.com/company. There's no restrictions to it, so just request to join and we will get you added and help us out get that Achilles helmet. I think that's it for tonight. So we'll go ahead and wrap it up here. Thanks everyone for tuning in either via our live streams on Twitch, Mixer, and YouTube, or via download through your favorite podcasting services. You can check us out live on Thursday nights at 8 or at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. And then on Fridays, we have our Fragment Fridays hosted by Mr. GT himself. And like he said at the beginning of the show, we'll be in Halo 5 tomorrow. Lobby's choice, as always. So come on over and jump on in every Friday. And then on Sunday, I'll have my achievement streams. I will be doing another night of Halo Wars 2. And then the following week, jumping over to Halo Wars Definitive Edition on Legendary with Laird. You can also check us out on all of our social media. We are on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. You can also check us out on our Discord server as well. Just search for Podtacular and you'll find it. And then for the Loot Crate, we don't have an announcement yet on what the next one is. Although to GT's point, we know that Noble Six is the last Icons figure for the year. What they'll do with that, we don't know. What the theme is, we don't know yet, but stay tuned and we'll let you know.
Like I said, empty box.
Actually, it'd be interesting if, I don't think they'd do this either, but just having the cracked helmet as the figure. Mm-hmm. Like having it being embedded that in the ground.
That would be
interesting. All right. Anything to add before we go ahead and wrap things up for tonight, GT?
No, I think I'm done petered out for tonight.
Sounds good. All right, everyone. Thanks again for tuning in. We appreciate everyone's listening, whether it's via live or via download. We'll catch you all next week for the podcast and on stream. If we don't hear from you then, keep on fragging them trucks.